Low cattle numbers are a concern for many, and that includes Alabama Cattlemen's Association's Executive Vice President, Dr. Billy Powell.
If you look at cattle that have been sold through stockyards to date compared to a year earlier, we're down about 110,000 head. That's 20-21%. And I've talked to some of my counterparts, and they're seeing the same trend. Now, some of that is folks retaining some females, retaining some heifers. But I don't think we're seeing near that as far as a herd buildup. So maybe numbers have been lower than we thought, but just in a one-year drop, that's a huge difference.
We've been hearing how some producers are starting to rebuild herds. So I asked Dr. Powell whether that was true from what he's hearing around Alabama.
Well, across Alabama, I don't hear that we are building the herd up real fast. Some folks are saying that young cows going through the market, bred cows, cow-calf pairs are being bought by producers and going back home, which is a good sign. As far as heifer retention, I hadn't heard many people say, you know, we're increasing 10%. They all say, well, we're keeping a few more heifers. I think what we're seeing clearly is over the past couple of years, we've culled a lot of the older cows in the herd, and we've got a younger cow herd. I don't think we're going to see a huge increase in the numbers. We'll know that in January when USDA comes out with their inventory figures. But I just bet we're going to be down 10% instead of a 1% like we have the last couple of years.
To learn more, contact the Alabama Cattlemen's Association office in Montgomery. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.